Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
But, you know, it's just weird to have, you know, what are the certain days in your life you've counted down to? It seems like Election Day every 4 years and my wedding day. Those are the ones that come to mind.
Sure, sure. And my birthday.
I count down to that one.
You know, starting at about 300 days out. So.
Wow.
No, that's probably not accurate anymore, but it used to be.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. No, what I'm looking forward to is not having to delete so many emails and texts starting tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. And the mail should be different now. I don't know what the mail carriers are going to deliver anymore.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, we'll have some election coverage on our sister station, WOGO, from 5 to 11 tonight. SRN's handling that. So, for many years, though, I did anchor election coverage in the presidential election years, even the midterms. And that was fun. A lot of great memories. Even wrote an article on Christian radio stations doing election coverage after, like, I don't know, I think late 80s, early 90s. So,
wow. Yeah. I did not know that about you.
Religious Broadcasting Magazine. So, anyhow... It is, you know, winners and losers. And again, I call it competition that matters. I mean, sports is, you know, it's exciting and it's fun, but really in the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. So.
Right. Yeah. You know, but there's something to be said about, you know, getting worked up about the, you know, the Packers versus the Lions, you know, and, you know, at the end of the day being upset and then going, oh, okay, let's move on.
The real question on everyone's mind, I posted in the Wib Wake Up Show page last night, which is this. On this election day, please answer the real question. What's your favorite fruit? And Betty chimes in and says a juicy pear.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
I responded to that a few minutes ago.
You did.
And I said a really good orange. You know,
okay.
I think oranges can be hit or miss. But if you hit one that's right at the peak of freshness or of ripeness, man, there is something to be said for that.
You and Betty are not just voting. You're trying to tilt the vote there. Yeah.
There are so many good fruits out there.
Yeah.
If I had to answer, that's where I would go with that.
I had a delicious plum this morning. I brought another one with me to work. Thank you to my wife for getting those. But here's the thing. You can't make apple pie or apple crisp without apples. So apples wins in my book. So
that's true. That is, and certainly this time of year, that needs to be a consideration.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we've got a couple of things election related that we'd like to share today. And let's start off with one that Chad Bird posted yesterday. And he reminds us that whoever serves as president during this next term, certain truths will remain unchanged. Do you have access to this?
I'm working on it.
Okay, very good. Yep. So I'll read the first one.
Sure.
The president will be a flawed, sinful human being in need of our prayers, in whom we are not to put our trust and on whom we are not to set our hope. Psalm 146, verses 3 through 5.
Yeah, good thoughts. Our neighbors are created in the image of God, for whom Christ died, will be in need of our love, service, and help, no matter what we think of their political opinions.
Amen to that. Third, Chad Bird points out that we will all have our vocations to faithfully fulfill as parents, children, spouses, and workers serving as baptized priests in this world, advancing the kingdom of God.
The church will remain not a political party or affiliation. Rather, the church will still have the call to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that Christ has commanded.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus the Messiah will remain on the throne beside his Father as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the King of America, Germany, Israel, Iceland, and all nations and all peoples everywhere.
It says, no election, now or in the future, will change these truths. Be at peace, friends.
There we go. Some truths this election will not change. Good reminder.
Right. Yep, you bet.
Also, we're working our way through the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13:5 today.
Yeah, it says, or rude, to continue on, so boastful, proud, or rude, and then it says, it does not demand its own way, it is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged.
And in Letters to the Beloved, you take that verse from the love chapter this way. Love is not rude, sarcastic, or mean-spirited. There are too many harsh words in the world. Be countercultural. Here's another way to be countercultural. Do not bowl people over with your sense of rightness. Life is not about you. Love and irritability cannot last long in the same container, and anger drives people away from me. Similarly, pull up the bitter root of resentment. You already have everything you need in me. Good thought. Any elaboration on that?
Yeah, I just think that really lands, right? I mean, there's so much anger, so much vitriol right now. And I think...
And so much rightness, so much sense
so
of...
much sense of rightness.
Right.
You know, you are all wrong, and I'm right. And boy, as believers, to be able to back away from that and say, what is it I'm called to? Who, you know, what is my primary goal? What is my primary ministry? And that ministry is love. And it's not about being right. It's not about being angry.
Very good. Thank you, friend. I'm going to share this this other prayer here as we close out. So thanks so much.
Good. Talk to you later. Yep.
All right. Have a happy election day. Safe as well for everybody. But yeah, somebody posted this yesterday, Carolyn Custis James. It's a prayer by Stephen Charleston, Native American theologian and former Episcopal Bishop of Alaska. And he says, hear this benediction in prayer of protection as you identify as a disciple of Jesus on this election day. When others hate, may you love. When others curse, may you bless. When others hurt, may you heal. When others divide, may you unite. When others rage, may you calm. When others deny, may you affirm. You are a servant of the light. You need not be afraid of darkness. God strengthen you to carry on with your work and faithfully live who you are in Christ. Love for the stranger, love for the enemy, love for your neighbor. Dallas Holm, who's been in concert in and around the area in the past, a native of Minnesota, turning 76 today. His fun song from 1992, In My Father's House, takes us to weather, bottom of the hour, WWIB. Election Day, polls open in 35 minutes all across this great state of Wisconsin. Dallas Holm from way back in 1992. Oh, yeah. That was, I wasn't even 30 yet. Wow. Yeah, those were the days. Anyhow, that was quite the election, too, for sure. Ross Perot getting 19% of the vote, even though he dropped out and then re-entered. And his vice presidential running mate during the debate saying, who am I or whatever. At 47 degrees, we're going to get to the weather, WWIB. But the great debate going on, I guess, on our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group this morning on this election day with the polls opening in a half an hour is the question is, what's your favorite fruit? And Michael in La Crosse chiming in, yeah, it's a you had to know somebody was going to say pineapple, and he was the first one to do it. It is delicious. And not only is it terrific, and also on pizza, mind you, but... pineapple upside down cake. And Dale Mudgett, we still remember the one you brought in here. That is so good. I got to make that again. Jay Weaver, no longer with us anymore. Went to be with the Lord, the brother of Michael Weaver. Big Daddy Weave is what you know him as. And there were great tributes after Jay passed in his early 40s a few years back from the likes of Jason Gray particularly. And so music on the way from Gabby Barrett and Caleb and John. But how about something Big Daddy Weave as we remember his brother, Jay Weaver, today. Polls open on this election day in 2 minutes all across the state. Both vice presidential candidates were in La Crosse yesterday. In fact, there was a rally in the morning that vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance was at, as he is the nominee on the Republican side of things. And Vance at that rally yesterday taking it to Kamala Harris regarding the issue of illegal immigration.
She's rolling out the red carpet for illegal immigration. She's inviting people to come into this country. She's giving them health care, Social Security, and housing benefits paid for by all of you.
The Democratic nominee for president, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, also was in La Crosse at a rally yesterday and told WWIB News, well, we asked him if he ever thought he'd see a Democratic coalition for president stretching from Liz Cheney on the right to Bernie Sanders on the left.
I didn't know, but I was always hopeful, Mark, because even in serving in Congress, there were times that we built strong coalitions around issues, whether it's Farm Bill or transportation or veterans and those types of things. I wondered if it would still be there again. That's why I think this election is so important.
Again, the polls are open and will be until 8 o'clock tonight. Got a birthday today, and happy 23rd birthday, Leah May. Love, Mom. She's asking for something from the Newsboys, so we'll get to that. Also, we've got the great fruit poll question up on our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, Caleb.
Yeah, so again, you probably can text in, too, if you want to respond that way, 715-396-1670. What's your favorite fruit? We are covering issues that truly matter.
That's
this
the one
election
that people
day.
Really wonder about today. Well, it is election day, and we're already hearing from one of our listeners in the field. Mark says he can report that as of 7 o'clock this morning, driving by the Chippewa Falls Senior Center in the East Hill on his way to work, observed the parking lot full, many cars parked in the side streets, and the line out the door for voting. So even though we've had more than 1.5 million early votes in Wisconsin, a lot of people turning out.
Yeah. So again, remember, it's our right, it's our privilege. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's our duty to vote and to exercise the freedoms we have in this country. So get out and vote. Find your polling place. Again, myvote.wi.gov, G-O-V, is a great place to go to figure out what's on your ballot and where you vote if this isn't something you've done regularly. So just putting that out there. And we're also doing a little voting of our own here in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. We're at 715-396-1670. As you said, hey, let's focus on an issue that people really care about.
Yeah. What's your favorite fruit? And so we've got a handful of responses. We'd love to hear it on the listener line as well at 715-396-1670. You can tell us what it is and maybe why. Gianna says, she kind of plays with it. She says, as long as I'm fruitful, I'm happy.
Betty says, a juicy pear. Uh-huh. Oh, pears are fantastic.
Now, Jason, as he also spoke with us in the best 5 minutes of the day at 5:45, says, not just an orange, but a really good orange. And I hear what he's saying there. You know,
like a car or something like that, too. Donna says, lately it's been blackberries in my salad for lunch. Favorite fruit there.
Michael from La Crosse saying pineapple. Oh, yeah. Terrific.
Yeah. There's just so many options here. Uh-huh. I mean, I just Googled really quickly healthiest fruits, and it comes up with raspberries, apples, oranges, bananas, blueberries, pomegranate, kiwi, grapefruit, blackberry, cherries, watermelon, pineapple, grape, et cetera, plums, pears. Mm-hmm. Avocado was actually listed as a fruit, too, which I know avocado is a superfood. I guess I never really considered, like, is avocado a fruit? I guess so.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I mean, strawberries are fantastic. Grapes, you know, so.
It's a tough one for me because it's, you know, unaltered, I think an orange is fantastic, mm-hmm. like a car orange, because, again, your fingers then smell like orange afterward, mm-hmm. and that's great. Mm-hmm. I have to say, if I can put something with it, a banana with peanut butter is pretty amazing.
All right.
So.
Yeah, all right.
That probably takes some of the health benefits away.
There we go. The first one to mention banana this morning. Well, what say you on this election day? What's your favorite fruit? Let us know in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group or on the listener line. We'd love to always hear you in your own voice. 715-396-1670.
It's Tuesday trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Call in live to the studio line. We've got a great prize for you today. We want to give you not one, but two tickets to see the best Christmas pageant ever. It's showing at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls starting this Friday. There were the early showings on Saturday, and now it opens everywhere on Friday, November 8th. So the best Christmas pageant ever. You and a guest can get in to see that wonderful film from the creators of The Chosen and based on the classic Christmas book if you can solve this question. That's, of course, the difficult aspect here. So, let's see if we can solve Tuesday Trivia on a Tuesday, shall we? This is today's question. We throw away over 8 million of these daily. 8 million what? We throw away over 8 million of these every day. What is it? 715-723-2555.
All right. A terrific prize and a great question. What is it we throw away? Let us know. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay.
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Hi, Caroline.
What do you think?
Is it the little plastic straw wrappers? Or not plastic, paper straw wrappers? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from like going out to fast food and you get the straw? Sure.
Yeah.
And then you put it down to the end of the straw and then you blow it at your siblings.
Okay, Caroline.
Is that what it is?
Mm. Sorry, Caroline.
Good guess.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomers.
Hi, Sherry. Good to hear from you. Happy Election Day.
Thank you. How about empty plastic water bottles?
Empty plastic water bottles.
Oh, boy. We got all this kind of recycling concerns going on here, but that's not it.
Thank you. Heard from Rice Lake. Heard from Bloomer. Let's hear from you. 715-723-2555.
Can we get out of Chippewa County? Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Chris from Eau Claire.
Hey, Chris.
What do you think?
Hey. Toothbrushes?
Is it toothbrushes over 8 million? And which is actually smart because I'm somebody who tends to use my toothbrush for way, way too long. And it's like, oh, the bristles are all bent. Probably isn't doing much good.
Now my wife was talking about replacing. I'm like, you know, I'm going to work that thing to the end. Sorry, right. That's not it, Chris. Sorry.
Thank you, Chris. We throw away over 8 million of these daily. 8 million what?
Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jan from Colfax.
Hey, Jan.
How about paper napkins?
Paper napkins.
Would that be it? Sorry, Jan.
Thank you for the guess. Good to hear from Colfax. We throw away over 8 million of what every day?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Fall Creek.
Hi, Lori.
Is it the little packages of condiments you get at fast food restaurants?
Oh, okay. Sure. I see where you're going with that. Yeah, a little mustard or ketchup packets, things like that. The hot sauce packets from Taco Bell.
Yep, a lot of those get discarded. Mm. That's not it. Sorry. Five good guesses so far. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Kennan.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Piper.
Piper. All right, Piper. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it pencil shavings?
Is it pencil shavings?
That is a very clever guess, too, because, again, yeah, you go to the pencil sharpener and... what happens to all those shavings? Over 8 million pencil shavings thrown away per day, Piper?
Sorry.
No. Creative guess, though. We all throw away over 8 million of what every day?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kay from Ladysmith.
Hi, Kay. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I think it might be Q-tips.
Mm. Q-tips. Okay. I threw away one this morning. I don't reuse those.
Exactly. Don't use them in your ear, and a lot of people violate that, but that's not it. All right. All right, we got three more guesses here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Elena from Fredericton.
All right, Elena, go ahead.
Is it junk mail?
Junk mail. Boy, I think we did all that amount here just during the election here.
Right.
Season. Could that be it? Sorry. All right, two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Alma Center.
Hey, Mary.
She took my junk mail answer, but I will say Staples.
Staples. Okay.
All right.
Huh.
Staples.
Boy, people are thinking creatively here today, Caleb.
Yeah.
Could that be
Staples?
It? Sorry.
No, good to hear from Alma Center. We're hearing from all over. I love the Wib Wake Up Show roll call for Tuesday trivia.
Absolutely. Always. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Last call, this chance here.
Lena again.
All right.
How about diapers?
How about diapers? We throw away over 8 million diapers every day.
Caleb still has a young one in his house.
Yeah, is that possible?
You are absolutely correct. You're going to the movies.
And how about this? Tuesday trivia solved on a Tuesday.
I know.
Right away.
Segment.
This has been a long time coming. Well done. Yes, over 8 million disposable diapers thrown away every day. Lena, wonderful job.
Good job.
Thank you. Awesome.
All right. Hold the line. We'll work out the details on getting your prize and going to the best Christmas pageant ever. Patrick Mayberry now at 7 in front of 8 o'clock. First hour, the polls open all across the state till 8 o'clock tonight. It is finally Election Day. Oh.
You can sell anything, I guess, and this proves it.
Well, you know, whoever thought you'd sell so much bottled water, and now can you sell air?
Empty cans of air from Italy's Lake Como are being sold to tourists for $11 a piece.
Yeah, the 14-ounce containers adorned with an aerial image of a motorboat on the lake are available at local bookshops and restaurants.
The marketing campaign, designed by an Italian marketing agency, targets American tourists drawn to the region since George Clooney apparently purchased a villa
at
Lake Como.
Yeah, the idea is inspired by similar canned air products.
You can buy canned air from the Swiss mountains. It's available from that scenic location.
Or how about the Isle of Man? Irish Sea air from this island claims to cure homesickness and relieve stress.
You can buy air from Altai, China. The air from this region is described as, quote, intoxicating.
How about Cornwall, England air? I've never been there, but you can get the air from there. Yeah, that's different.
I've heard of Cornish game hens, but apparently Cornish air is something that's popular as well. And also in Athens, Greece, a company called Fatrol sells canned air from Athens. The company also sells canned air from Venice, Las Vegas, Tokyo, and Barcelona. Hmm. What do you do if you buy a can of air? You would think you wouldn't want to, like, let it out unless, like, when you have really highly favored guests come in.
I know.
You just give them a little spritz. Hey, would you like some Lake Como air?
Wow, it's pretty impressive.
There's been so much hot air spewed out during this election cycle. Could we have canned and sold any of that? Maybe.
Could lift up a hot air balloon, I think. The Wib Wake Up Show, getting you some education here on a Tuesday morning, Election Day.
Yes, indeed. Four things you didn't know yesterday here on WWIB. For instance, the highest number ever to be counted to aloud and without pause is 122,312.
Huh.
The highest number ever counted aloud is 1 million, but that was over 89 days.
Huh.
Can you imagine, like, hey, family, I'm going to be gone for 3 months. Whoa, what are you doing? Are you going on a mission trip? No, I'm counting to 1 million. Out loud, mind you.
Wow. If you do that on your solitude and silence retreat, I guess you could record yourself.
All right, I guess.
That is... You never know what you're going to learn on the Wib Wake Up Show. How about this? 99% of ingredients in all hair shampoo sold in the U.S. is the same.
And yet vastly different prices when you look at those bottles on the shelf. Four things you didn't know yesterday. Number three here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Actor Matthew McConaughey once shared that his Hollywood home had a female ghost named Madame Blue. Okay, Matthew.
Fine.
All right, Matthew.
I think he just turned 55 the other day. And finally, your bones are always wet.
I've never really paused to think about that before. But four things you didn't know yesterday, I didn't realize these things. Now I've learned something.
I'm going to think about that counting one.